The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. It's mavur in the Mishnah on Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that although every individual has a chiyuv to say halal on Yontif, however, a person does not have to say halal himself. If he hears halal from a bar chiyuva, he's yaitza the mitzvah of kriyas halal. The Gemara says that this works because of the halachic klal of shemei akaina. And the Gemara says, Omre b'shur ben lev mishur bar kapara, minayin l'shemei akaina. How do we know that there's a yisoid called Shemei Ka'ina? Dichsiv, es kol direi ha-sefer, asher kara melech Yehuda, v'chi yeshayo karon v'alei shofan karon. The Torah says that yeshayo ha-melech read the sefer. L'chayra was shofan who actually read the sefer. Dichsiv ha-yikaru shofan l'fnei ha-melech. El mikan l'shemei ha-ka'ina. We see from over here that if one hears something, it's as if he actually said it himself. Therefore, halal, which is a mitzvah of kriyas halal, one has to say the words of halal. If one indeed hears halal from a bar chiyuva, one can be yoytze his chiyuv halal by listening. In addition, by halal, the Mishnah says, if there was a Godel who was reading the Halal for him, and therefore he's going to be Yaitzur Shemei Ka'ina, if a Katan is reading Halal in front of him, he can't be Yaitzur with the Kriya of the Katan. Because since the Katan's not Mechuyiv in Halal, the Katan can't be Yaitzur him with Halal with Shemei Ka'ina. But if a Godel is being Makri Yaitzur, the Godel is reading Halal, and he is being yaitzu with the kriya of the Godel, oyne achar of hallelujah. He answers hallelujah on the Rosh Prakim. Whenever a thought is ended, so the Godel says hallelujah. It's machlokes rishenim, whether he says hallelujah in the entire hallel, or he says the first few words of that perek. In other words, the first perek says hallelujah, the second parak he says, B'seis Yisroel Mimitzrayim, but Al Kol Panim, he's basically Yetzu with Shemei Ka'ina, and he has an additional Chiv to go ahead and to be Meisif and to say the word Hallelujah himself. There's a famous Chakira to understand what is the Gzeres HaKosov, the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai of Shemei Ka'ina. How does Shemei Ka'ina work? If we're dealing with something which one is mechuyev to say, how can one be yaitza with Shemei Ka'ina? What's the mechanics of Shemei Ka'ina? There's a famous Beis Halevi at the end of his Kuntras on Chanukah, which he brings from a Chacham Echad, that a Kayin could be mechayim, the mitzvah of Birchas Kayhanim, with Shemei Ka'ina, dehainu. If there are 10 kehanim who are duchening together, one kohen will say the words Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. The other kehanim will be silent, and through Shemei Ka'ina, they will be yaitze their chiyuv of being mevarech klal Yisrael. The Beis Halevi says that if the divrei chacham echad would be correct, so we'd be able to explain a shver mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah that a maftir binavi, a person who is the maftir, so one of the privileges which the maftir gets is who knows as kapov, that if he's a kayin, he duchens. So all the mafarshim ask, what do you mean he duchens? All kehanim duchen. What's so special about this kayin that if he's maftir binavi, he duchens? Loit techacham echad is very geshmak. That you can have to put, if the way they would do Birchas Kehanim is, one kohen would say the words of Birchas Kehanim, and all the other Kiyanim would listen and be Mevorech Klal Yisrael with the Klal of Shemei HaKa'ineh, so then we could say, who Noisei Eskapov, the Kain who is Mafter Ben Avi, he's the one who has the Schus to be the Kairei, to be the actual Aineh, that everyone else becomes the Shemei HaKa'ineh. But the Beis Halevi Tainas, that L'chairet does not work. Why? The Shemei HaKa'ineh Shayech Rak Medover Shein Tzorech Bo Ela Amir L'chudo. Shemei HaKa'ineh will only help on something which the entire halacha is that one has to say. One has to be Aineh. Avol Birchos Gehanim Tzorech Keil Rom. That Birchos Gehanim, we learn from a pasuk Amar Lohem, that Birchos Gehanim must be done B'Keil Rom. Like somebody who talks to his friends, so Taina to Beis Halevi that Shemei HaKa'ineh cannot accomplish B'Keil Rom, cannot accomplish this additional halacha of Ka'odam Ha'oimer L'Chaveri. The Chazon Ish understood that the pshat in the Beis Halevi was that the Beis Halevi understood that the way Shemei HaKa'ineh works is that one is Yotzei with a Shmiah. Because be'emazin you can clarify Hakira, how does Shemei HaKa'ineh work? One mahalach is that the Torah was mechadish das, that Shmiah is also a form of Dibur. The same way we have a klal, l'mashal machlokes, whether here is kedibur or here is not kedibur. When a person is mechuyev to do a gevissa mitzvah, if he's mahar the words of that mitzvah, that's a tzad in the Gemara that here is kedibur, so too he could say that Shemei HaKa'ineh means that Shemei is kedibur, that listening is also a form of talking. You have to hear from a bar chayuva, there could be halachas who you have to hear it from, but al kol panim Shmiah is kedibur, and one is yetzei with their Shmiah. The other way to understand is that the way Shemei HaKa'ineh works is that avad, I'm not being yotzei with my Shmiah. I'm being yotzei with the other person's dibur. However, in order for me to be yotzei with your dibur, I have to hear your dibur. And once I hear your dibur, it's as if I said your dibur, and I'm yotzei with your dibur. The first side is that I'm being yotzei with my Shmiah. The second side is that I'm being yotzei with your dibur. By listening to your dibur, I'm being yotzei with your dibur. The Chazon Ish Tainis, that if the dibur said by the Kayin who's being yotzei with Shemei HaKa'ineh is not a dibur b'keil rom, it would be mashma, that the Beis Halevi understood, that Shemei HaKa'ineh works, that I'm being yotzei with your Shmiah. That Shmiah is a form of Dibur. Frek the Chazon Ish, L'chayr, it's very difficult to learn that one is being Yotzei with their Shmiah. First of all, L'chatchila, every time a person is Medaber, every time a person lands Kriya Shema L'mashal, he's supposed to be Mashmiah L'oznai. He's supposed to L'chatchila hear the words that he says. If he's being yotzei with Shemei HaKa'ineh, l'chayra, he's not being mashmiya l'oznai, and he should only be yotzei b'di'evet. It should not be l'chatchila d'ka'ifin to go ahead and to be yotzei any mitzvah which is totally a dibur. What happened to mashmiya l'oznai? Tzvein's tzvek t'chazon ish, that l'moshel, kriyas ha-megillah. If one reads a megillah b'al peh, one is not yotzei the megillah. One has to read the megillah m'tech ha-ksav. That's the Megillah written for, laying in front of him, and he's reading it from that Megillah. The Tanya the Chazon Ish, the Bishleim, if you hold that I'm Yotze with Yenes Amira, that if I am Shemeya your Amira, then your Amira is Nesiachas to me as if I did it, so that it's very Gishmak. Because what goes on to my Cheshbon is an Amira of Hishmiel Oznaf, an audible Amira. What goes on my Cheshbon is in Amira Mitech HaKsav Mitech HaMegillah. So Memela, if you learn like this tzad, that Shemei HaKa'ineh works, the pshat is that because I hear your Amira, so your Amira is Nesiachas to me, and I get on my Cheshbon, your Amira with all its pitchifkas and all its additives, so then it's very Gishmak. But if you learn that Shmeya Ka'ina means that Shmi is a form of Dibur, and I'm Yetu with my Shmiya, L'chaira, the same way the Beis Halevi says that this is not a Dibur B'Kail Ram, L'chaira, I was not Mashmiya La'oznai, L'chaira, Tcheloi B'Tech HaKsav, and therefore the Chazon Ish is Matzmiya on the Beis Halevi, that why should it be that all the other Dinim will transfer, because with my Shmiya I get your Amira, and why should Kael Rum not transfer, and therefore the Chazon Ish argues on the Beis Halevi and holds that one Kayin could be Meitzi the other Kehanim with Birchas Kehanim. In the Sefer Birchas Avram on Masechta Sukkah, he brings that he heard from the Biskarov a different explanation in this Beis Halevi. The Biskarov explains that the Beis Halevi also agrees to the Chazon Ish, that one is not Yotze with one's Shmiya, but rather, by being Shemeya, his friend's Amira goes on his Cheshmak. But Zot Dubiskarov, that only applies to Mashenegea L'Shemeya Atzmai, that only applies to the person who is hearing the other person say the mitzvah words by hearing the other person saying the mitzvah words, so therefore it's contributed to my cheshbon. That was negated to me, myself, the shemeya, so therefore I can go ahead and be shemeya, and I can get on my cheshbon your amira with all the pratim of your amira. Dehainu, that I can be techaksav, I can get on my cheshbon a shmiya of hishmiya la'oznai, an audible shmiya. But Zok de Biskarov, that the reason why Birchas Kehanim has to be said B'Kel Ram, Omar Lahem, it's not a din in my Dibur, that I have to have a Dibur, which is a audible Dibur as opposed to an inaudible Dibur. But rather, the mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim is that the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael has to hear that Dibur. Tied into the Biskarov, what the Beis Halevi meant to say is that what's negeh to the Shemea will transfer to him everything. But since the halacha of Omar Lahem is not a din in my Amira, but rather the Tzibur has to hear, even though I have me the Kain who's being gay to a Shemea Kaina, I have on my Cheshman an audible Dibur, a loud Dibur, that's beautiful. But the Tzibur didn't hear it. And since the Tzibur didn't hear it, there's a chesar of the Birchas Kehanim, because the Tzibur, in order to be Nisbarech, has to hear the bracha of the Kayin. Shemea Ka'ina can only work to go ahead and to transfer to the Shemea all the Protim and the Prote Dinim of the Dibur of his friend, what's the Geah to him. That on his cheshbon, he has such a dibur. But when you're talking about other cheshbonis, people elsewhere, not in this room, not the Shemei himself, but rather all the people in the room, so they don't have the kayach of Shemei Ka'ina, therefore they, lemaisa, did not hear this Kayin's dibur, even though he might have a loud dibur on his cheshbon. But since all of them have been his barach, they have to hear the dibur, lemaisa, they didn't hear the dibur. Shemei Ka'ina helps legabe the Shemeya, it does not help legabe the tzibur. The Birchas Avrom goes on to say that Shemei Ka'ina only helps, not only like the Biskarov says, to the Shemeya himself, but also it only helps that I should get Yena Amira, that Amira on my Cheshbon. However, Taina de Birchas Avrom, that if you have a mitzvah, which the mitzvah is Ikroi Belev, and the Shmiya, or I should say the Dibur really, is only a bitui, is only an expression of Masha Belibai, so such a mitzvah one cannot capture with Shemei Ka'ina. Because the Gzeiros HaKosov, the Halach L'Mashina Shemei Ka'ina is that your Shmiya, my Shmiya gets your Amira on my Cheshbon. But that's it. But if the mitzvah of this Amira is to speak out what's in my heart, so I can't be Yaitza by having on my cheshbon a dibur which expressed what's in your heart. So therefore, Shamea Ka'ina would not help for such an amira. Where is this negeh? So the Birkas Avram says that there's a Chashitas HaRambam, which the Mefarshim discuss. The Rambam holds that although, L'moshel by Mikra Megillah, one is Yaitza Shamea Ka'ina, although there's no input, Mitzad, the Shamea, all he does is listen, by Shemina Esrei, in order for Shemea Ka'ina to work, for one to be Yaitz with Chazor Sashatz, the Rambam holds that one must answer Amen. If one does not answer Amen, Shemea Ka'ina will not be sufficient in order to make the person be Yaitz's Chiev Tfila with Shemea Ka'ina. The Arishayna who argue on the Rambam, but that's the Shitza Rambam. So the Mefarshim Mitzvah, what's found in the Rambam? Why should the Rambam need the Anias Amen dafka by Tfila, not by all other circumstances of Shemei Ka'ina? Zokta Birkas Avram. Because Tfila is Ikri Avayda Shevelef. The mitzvah of Tfila is to go ahead and to be Mischanin, to stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Ka'oni HaMevakish, and to be Medaber Tachanunim. So it's true that I can get over the words. It's true that I can have the words even mitaych haksav, they can even be audible. But lamaisa, the same way, or similarly to what we said before, that the tzibur did not hear the kayan talk, so too, Shemei Ka'ina is limited, that I get that dibur on my cheshbon. But as the dibur to be an expression of my lev, that Shemei Ka'ina cannot do. That I need the expression of my lev, not the expression of his lev. So therefore, I have to answer Amen. If I do not answer Amen, Shemea Ka'ina will not be effective. There's a fascinating Avodrom that the Avodrom talks about Beidim Drabonim. We have to remember that the original Takon of Chazaras Hashatz was for people who did not know how to daven, that they were Yaitse the entire davening by listening to the Shliach Tzibur say over Chazaras Hashatz, and they would answer Amen, according to the Rambam we just mentioned, Amen is Ma'akev, and that is the ticket of Chazaras Hashatz. When we get to Meidim, so over there, Chazal instituted a Meidim Drabbanan, the entire Shemana Esrei, I can be Yaitse with Shemana Kaina. By Meidim, I cannot be Yaitse with Shemana Kaina. David Rom says that since the Yisoid of Haidah is to thank one's, it's like Ke'evet HaMeidel Rabbi, with a Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, Im Yikabla Yidei Shliach Eina Kabul Kabbala Gemura, one cannot be Mikabal Oil Malchus Shamayim through a Shliach. I cannot thank and I cannot acknowledge my true thanks with my Kabbalas Avdus and my total hachna to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, which comes through a proper haidah through a shliach. And therefore, although the Am Haaretz can be yaitzed the entire Shemana Esrei through Shemea Ka'ina, but Meidim, he has to go ahead and do himself. It's Yitachin to say, and that's the pshat now in Mishnah too. Our Mishnah by Halel, when even though there's Shemea Ka'ina, the Godel is being makri in the Halel, Hallelujah, he has to say. Because even though Shemea Ka'ina works, but Shemea Ka'ina works on the Trunkana Amira, that his Amira goes on my cheshbon. However, when the Amira has to be a expression, a Mikayach al Apayel, bringing out what's in my heart, that's something I have to do myself. Memeil, the same way Chazal Masakin, that the Am Aret says, Meidin Drabbanon, in order for him to be Yaitse Shmonis Esrei, at least properly, L'chatchila, so too, in the Shemea Ka'ina of Amiras Halel, one has to say Hallelujah. Because Duncan, thanking the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that's something which a person has to do by himself. He can't send a Shliach, and Yenin's Haidah cannot be Eila, cannot be Mesiachas to him. That's not called a Haidah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.